And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 6th of March, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Shannon, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, just southeast of Iceland, 968, expected North Finland, 988, by 1800 Thursday. New low expected Hebrides, 988, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in South Atsira and Forties, then backing southerly 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Viking and North Atsira. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, backing south, 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. South or southwest, 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Portland and Plymouth. Fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in west. Showers later, moderate or good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, rain later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later in west. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in southeast Fitzroy, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in west Fastnet. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Hebrides. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 again later. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fair Isle. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And southeast Iceland. Westerly 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 6, rain, 1300 metres, 1005, falling slowly. Stornoway. West southwest 5, 5 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Lerwick. Southwest by west 8, mist 2 miles, 994, rising. Wick Automatic. West southwest 5, 14 miles, 1001, rising. Aberdeen. South southwest 5, 16 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Lucas. Southwest by west 5, 19 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Boomer. Southwest 4, 8 miles, 1012, now falling. Bridlington. Southwest 2, 1015, steady. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by south 2, 1 mile, 1020. Jersey. Southeast 3, mist 5 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast 3, 2 miles, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast, 5, missed, 4 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south-east by south, 2, missed, 3 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east, 4, missed, 5 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Valley, south, 5, missed, 1.5 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south, southeast, 2, 6 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Valentia, south, southeast, 3, 11 miles, 1,010, falling. Ronald's Way, south, southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Malinhead, south, southwest, 5, slight rain, 3 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. And Macrohanish Automatic, south, southwest, 4, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure will continue to dominate across southern and southeastern waters during the next 24 hours, with plenty of fair weather and mostly lighter, moderate breezes. A strong south to southwesterly flow will dominate across the northern and northwestern parts of the British Isles, with gales in the far north and some rain or drizzle at times too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, backing southerly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, west of Orkney. Rain at times, becoming fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, backing south, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 at times in Firth of Forth. Rain for a time in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, 3 to 5, showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, backing south or southeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 2 or 3, veering south or southeast 3 to 5. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain at times later, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Cardigan Bay, down the east of Anglesey. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north. Rain at times, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly backing southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and north, then veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Bangladesh and the United States. We're talking tariffs once again, as car makers in Mexico and Canada get some good news from the Trump administration.
So the three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors. They requested the call, they made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
We're going to bring you reaction from the Canadian car industry.
Well, 100% clear over the last month that the industry would have shut down within a week on both sides of the border. The entire industry.
And what's the appeal of video games when you don't shoot the enemy or field a team but manage an institution? We'll find out. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the very latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Emmanuel Macron has warned that Russia has become a clear threat to France and Europe, and big decisions must be made on defence and security. In a televised address, he said Europe had to be prepared for the possibility that the United States would not remain on its side and should be ready to defend itself.
The war in Ukraine has lasted for more than 3 years. From the first day, we wanted to support Ukraine and to sanction Russia. And we did well to do that because it's not only the Ukrainian people who are fighting courageously, but it's also our own security which is threatened. Indeed, if one country can invade another one, then nobody can be sure of what's going to happen. And there can't be guarantees on our continent. History has shown us this.
The United States has confirmed it stopped sharing intelligence with Ukraine at the same time it suspended military aid. The loss of US intelligence will make it harder for Ukraine to strike Russian targets or defend its cities. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
Last spring, Congress passed a $60 billion weapons package. Now Democrats are questioning the legality of suspending it. Republicans have always been more divided on support for Ukraine. Many of Mr. Trump's Republicans see his hard line as a way of leveraging Europe to better defend itself. That view reflects the public messaging from the White House, which has yet to set out explicit concessions that it expects of Moscow as part of any truce with Ukraine.
In the latest incident, a Russian missile struck a hotel in central Ukraine late on Wednesday, killing two people and injuring 28 others. President Trump has said Hamas should immediately release all the hostages held in Gaza. Writing on social media, the American president warned the people of Gaza that if they held hostages,